USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The United States and the United Kingdom joined Israel on Sunday in alleging Iran carried out a fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was no justification for this attack, which follows a pattern of attacks and other belligerent behavior. 3 years after NASA's InSight lander arrived on Mars, its data reveals that Mars is larger, lighter, and has a more liquid core than previously thought. Bruce Bannert, the principal investigator of the Mars InSight mission, talks about what that means for us Earthlings.
How it changed from just kind of a ball of kind of gray, indistinguishable meteoritic material to the diverse planet we have today with oceans and continents.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Taliban has started to make inroads in two of Afghanistan's major cities. Airports in the second and fourth largest cities in the country, Kandahar and Herat, were struck by rockets launched by the insurgent group on Saturday, the Washington Post reported. The newspaper reported it is the first time that the Taliban has advanced in those two cities in almost 20 years. CNN's Harry Enten looks at the data around the COVID-19 vaccine that shows that you have a 25 times greater chance of dying from COVID-19 if you are unvaccinated, and that those who are vaccinated have more than a 99% chance of surviving an infection. He says the group most unconcerned about the Delta variant is the unvaccinated.
There was an Axios Ipsos poll, extremely or very concerned about the Delta variant. Among vaccinated adults, it was 54%. Among unvaccinated adults, it was just 25%. And this might be part of the reason why these unvaccinated folks aren't getting vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Joe Biden entered office vowing to reverse what he cast as cruel policies put in place by President Donald Trump. The Biden administration has a new border strategy focused on illegal migration. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration unveiled its strategy last week for dealing with the surge of illegal immigration at the southern border. Focusing on the root causes of migration from Central America, the strategy unveiled by Vice President Kamala Harris cites corruption, poverty, trafficking, and violence as main root causes driving people to the U.S. border, and promised more sustained efforts to help those countries address them. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says he's not confident in the White House's policy proposal. He tells Fox News that the president should focus on areas where the U.S. already has the authority to address the issue on our own border.
They don't give any substance to how they're actually going to do it. They talk about corruption inside of those countries. They talk about the democratic process inside of those countries. They talk about the rule of law inside of those countries. We don't have any authority in those countries. Where we do have authority and where we can make a difference is right at our borders. And if we would do what we need to do, we could shut this off immediately. We saw that under President Donald Trump. This administration just will not do what they need to do to secure our border right now in real time.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.